The Venice Oriental Art Museum is one of the most important Japanese art collections of the Edo period. From 1603 until 1868, the Tokugawa family imposed its leadership. Japan was unified under a military government, shogunate, based on a centralized bureaucracy and on the Sakoku policy. Thus, the entire frontier was closed to foreign states and cultures. During this period, characterized by internal peace, warriors were not involved in battles, and they mostly studied martial arts and fine arts. To guarantee their loyalty, the shogun imposed the Sankin Kotai policy, or alternative political service. The daimyo, the feudal leaders, were obliged to live in their territory, Han, and in the capital Edo, now Tokyo, while their families imperatively lived in Edo as hostages. In this way, the lords had to maintain a double residence and to organize frequent transfers that absorbed their wealth, preventing possible uprisings. These frequent transfers also included military parades, during which each daimyo displayed their finely equipped personal army. On this landing, magnificent Edo period armor, based on models of the Heian period, 794 to 1185, are shown. Each one is composed of helmet, cuirass, skirt, and additional elements like a shawl, sleeves, and bootleg to protect other body parts. Near the showcase, there is a scheme that explains the dressing routine. The structure of the armor is composed of lacquered and painted leather plates, tied with silk and colored lace. In this way, warriors could easily compact it and put the armor into specific containers. This light armor allowed for full contact skirmishes without hindering ability or bravery. The underwear was either a light cotton or silk coat and slacks. The warriors' faces were protected by masks that sometimes had red lacquered lips and natural bristles as mustaches. Already used in the past, even if in smaller dimension, the full face mask with neck protection had been employed since the Kamakura period, 1185 to 1333, when infantry largely substituted cavalry. Because of long exposure to dust and light, during the 90s, the armor was restored to repair oxidations, alterations, and photochemical problems. Much of the armor is preserved in museum storage, while the exposed ones are positioned according to the Japanese way of sitting.